Boker Tov. Today is Thursday. Hayom Tisha ve'arba'im yom la'omer, shehem shiv'a shavuot, ishtabach shemo. Rachamanu yazir avodat bet hamikdash lemekomah b'mehira b'yamenu, amen. Bezat Hashem. So today is Erev Shavuot. So just a quick change of plans. We're going to take a little detour. And because tomorrow is also is Yom Tov, Erev Shabbat, and we're not going to have a chance to learn together, so I want to share with you a nice vart, Lichvod HaChag, Lichvod Shabbat Kodesh, and maybe you can say it over, enjoy it. We're going to read tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, in the Torah portion. We're going to read tomorrow in Parashat Yitro. The Torah begins, B'chodesh ha-shelishi l'sad bnei Yisrael, me'eret Mitzrayim, b'yom hazeh, ba'u midbar Sinai. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, famously, on these psukim of when Am Yisrael arrived at Midbar Sinai and prepared themselves accordingly for Kabbalat HaTorah based on the instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a few interesting things that the Torah says. So the Or HaChaim points out, based on, he says, Vayis'om Refidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Right, it says that they traveled away from Refidim, but he says, well, one second, it already says that they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Then you're going to go back and teach me that they traveled away from Refidim. What is Pshat? So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, from the Psukim with regards to Kabbalat HaTorah, from the Psukim that describe and delineate Am Yisrael's encampments in the Midbar, more specifically Midbar Sinai by Kabbalat HaTorah, we learn three very important aspects with regards to Kabbalat HaTorah, and this is important for everybody, I'm speaking to myself obviously, but you're welcome to listen, to incorporate into their lives in order to really have a Kabbalat HaTorah, in order to internalize the Torah, to make it an eternal part of our lives and the lives of our children, the Dorei Dorot. The first point, in order to be zuche, in order to merit a complete Kabbalat HaTorah, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, is Vayis'o Merefidim. He says, we already know where they left from, and the Torah already said where they camped in Midbar Sinai, so why again Vayis'o Merefidim? They traveled away from a place called Refidim. And the Gemara says, well, even before the Gemara, the Torah says, what happened in Refidim? There was a famous historic event that went on in Refidim. And the Torah says, right before Parashat Yitro, at the end of Parashat B'Shalach, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem Im Yisrael, Birfidim. Which means the first showdown of Am Yisrael versus Amalek was in Refidim, in this place. And then the Torah says they traveled away from it. The Chachamim teach us in the Midrash, in the Mechilta, why did Amalek specifically attack Am Yisrael in Refidim? In this place called Refidim. Interestingly, the name Refidim is very similar to the Hebrew word Rafu or Rafui, which means loosen. And the Chachamim teach us Al Shirafu Yedehim Midivre Torah. When Am Yisrael, they loosened their grip on the Torah, immediately Amalek came and took advantage of that and attacked them. And we know at the end of Parashat Ki Tetzeh, the Torah says, "Vayzenev becha kol hanechesh shalim acharecha." Amalek inflicted terrible damage and casualties upon Am Yisrael as a direct result of their shirking their responsibility of the Torah mitzvot. Immediately thereafter, the Torah says, "Vayis'o merefidim." Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I'm quoting to his words. What sweet, beautiful words! Hachana rishona lekabalat haTorah hi. Hitgabrut vehitatzmut be'esek haTorah. The preliminary preparation to accept the Torah is for a person to strengthen himself, for a person to fortify himself in the toil of Torah, because the number one Torah killer, for us at least, is what? Atzmut, is laziness, lethargy. These are things that a person can never be koneh et haTorah. Rabotai, it's so apropos. What do we do on Lin Shavuot? in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, this is our very first preparation of Torah, right? For to be mekabel et Torah. What do? We stay up all night, and you see people. Hashem, he said, Baruch Hashem, this year it's even harder because we're not, you know, we have to do the tikkun socially distanced. We can't learn together. It's very hard. Avad, but even on regulars, what do you see in the shul? You see people, you know, standing, sitting, coffee, dozing, this, that. But what? Pushing another hour, another hour, more, 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 until what? They've gone through the whole night immersed in Torah study. Hashem, he said, the Zohar HaKadosh writes tremendous things about those who make it through the night of Shavuot. The Zohar HaKadosh says that anybody who makes it through the night of Shavuot immersed in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclaims to the Malachim, look at my children, he's so proud of them, and they are all inscribed in the Book of Life, says the Zohar HaKadosh. So it's a tremendous, this year it's much, much more difficult. And, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that too. Believe you me. Aval mikol makom, preparation number one is, and that's why this is a siman. It's not only supposed to be the night of Shavuot, it's supposed to be all year long. You know, for a person to be lackadaisical is, that's not the way the Torah is acquired. Now, a person has to remember the number two, right after that, the Torah says, Vayis'um refidim, Vayachanu bamidbar. They encamped in the desert. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we already know that they were in the desert because the pasuk right before says it. B'chodesh ha-shelishi l'tzed b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh ba'u midbar Sinai. They arrived at the desert of Sinai. So we already know that they were there. Why does the Torah make a specific point again? V'yisa'u me'refidim v'yachanu b'midbar. We know that they encamped in the desert. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's not trying to teach me geography. What's it trying to teach me? Preparation number two for the acceptance of Torah. What is that? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, Ki en divrei Torah, we're talking about they encamped in the desert. Ki en divrei Torah mitkayemin, ela b'mi shemashpil atzmo, umesim atzmo kamidbar, uchneged ze amar v'yachanu bamidbar, leshon shiflut va'anava kemidbar shehakol dorchin alav. It's trying to teach me, we know that if a person wants to be zoche to the crown of Torah, Rabotai, in every Jew's mind, who is the quintessential symbol of Torah? Which person most represents Torah in Am Yisrael?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential representative of the Torah Kedusha. And everybody strives to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And when the Torah, we spoke about this many times, and when the Torah has to point out an aspect, or really the only midah that the Torah specifically extols Moshe Rabbeinu about, of all of his midot tovot that are hinted here and there in the Torah, the only one that the Torah explicitly mentions is what? V'ha'ish Moshe, anav me'od, mikol ha'adam asher al pene ha'adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was exceedingly humble, more so than any man that ever walked the face of the earth. Rabotai, that is what got Moshe Rabbeinu to be zoche to his Keter Torah. You better believe that Moshe Rabbeinu knew his self-worth, and you better believe that anava is not a lack, humility is not a lack of self-confidence. On the contrary, if a person doesn't have self-confidence, if a person doesn't know his own worth, he'll never be able to learn Torah. He'll never be able to acquire the Torah. Self-confidence, knowing one's self-worth, are not mutually exclusive of humility. Of the many perushim of how Moshe Rabbeinu's humility manifested itself, was once, I heard a beautiful perush from my Rebbe. I'll tell it over. Bishmo Agon Rav Moshe Kalmanovich, and he used to say, he still says that when, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that he was Adon HaNevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that he was the master of all prophets. Ve'lo kam navi od beYisrael kemoshe asher yadoa Adonai panim el panim, the Torah says. One of the 13 principles that a Jew must believe in order to be considered a practicing observant Jew is אני מאמין באמונה שלמה שמשה רבנו עליו השלום אדון הוא לכל הנביאים. משה רבנו is the master of all נביאים, and he knew that very well, and he spoke to הקדוש ברוך הוא פנים בפנים באספקלריה המאירה in a clear fashion, which was not the case by other נביאים, and he knew all of this. And yet משה רבנו עליו השלום, every time he encountered another Jew, how is it, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his own children, you know, would not lead Am Yisrael after him. You know that. Moshe Rabbeinu was aware that his own children wouldn't lead. They weren't worthy. When Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Pinchas prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a leader to substitute him after he passed away, what were the words that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Right? And if you look in, it's also in Parashat Pinchas. It says, you know, Asher yetzeh lifneim, v'asher yavo lifneim, v'asher yotzeim, v'asher yevi'im, says, find somebody to take them out, to deal with them as I do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, kach lecha et Yehoshua bin Nun, ish asher ruach bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take Yehoshua, v'samachta et yadecha alav, and give him semicha. Now, what does it mean, ish asher ruach bo? A man who contains spirit. Says Rashi HaKadosh, she'achol lehalech lefi ruach kol ish va'ish. Yehoshua had the ability, very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to deal with people and to relate to people on their level. The Gemara in Baba Batra says, Pnei Moshe kifnei Hama, ufnei Yehoshua kifnei Levana, which means Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone like the sun, and Yehoshua's face shone like what? Like the moon. What does that mean? Everybody knows that the moon doesn't have intrinsic light. The moon doesn't give off light. Any light that the moon ever gives off is only an optical illusion. What is it? It's a reflection of the sun. Yehoshua related to Am Yisrael in the same exact way as Moshe Rabbeinu. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu looked at another Jew, he related to them, Hagadol kegodlo veHakatan kekotno. Every single person, and he looked at them and he says, one second, even though I know I'm the Adon HaNevi'im, how do I know that I'm greater than this person? A person can only be measured by how much of his potential he has reached, how much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of him he has achieved. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu encountered another Jew, he looked at that Jew and he says, yeah, you know what? This person might be on a lower spiritual level than me, but does that stop him from reaching his potential, his purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of him? Not necessarily. On the contrary, because he may be on a lower level, maybe he's already reached his expectations. Maybe he's already achieved the goals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set out from him. So how can I ever feel better about myself? How can I ever think to myself, I am greater than this Jew? Maybe he's achieved this tikkun and I have not yet. That's the idea over here. And that is how Moshe Rabbeinu, his entire life of leading Am Yisrael, from when he encountered, I mean, he knew Am Yisrael before them, but he began to lead Am Yisrael from the age of 80 to the age of 120. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom constantly kept himself in check of anava by relating to Am Yisrael in this way. How can I be mitnaseh? How can I act arrogantly? How can I condescend upon them? At the end of the day, maybe they are greater in Hashem's eyes than I am. An integral part of Kabbalat HaTorah is a person's anava, is a person's ability to come to terms with the fact that we are afar va'efir. The greatest people in Jewish history. The Gemara actually says that the greatest people in Jewish history actually competed as to reaching the levels of anava. The Gemara brings down three great leaders in Am Yisrael that called themselves very low things. And what were, and in order of greatness, who were they? David HaMelech, Avraham Avinu, and Moshe Ve'aharon. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Ve'anochi tola'at ve'lo ish, chirpat Adam uvzui am. David HaMelech, what does he call himself? a worm. Abraham Avinu, what did he say about himself? A higher level. The Gemara says, "Himninahu alti ledaber el Adonai ve'anochi afar va'efir." He says, "I've only begun to speak to Hashem, and I am dust and ash." But the highest level of anava was reached by Moshe ve'Aaron, right? What did Moshe ve'Aaron tell Am Yisrael? "Ve'nachnu ma lo alenu telunotechem ki al Hashem." What are we? They weren't even able to associate themselves with anything. What are we? They didn't even associate themselves with an object. That was the level of anava of Moshe ve'Aaron. Rabotai, the Gemara continues this. The Gemara says, Masechet Eruvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says that there were many, many machlokot in Shas between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Many of them went on for many, many years. And besides for a few select cases in Shas, any time Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel disagree, halacha in general, the vast majority of cases is decided in favor of whom? Bet Hillel. What's the reason for that? And the Gemara makes a point of saying, of finding the reason why the halacha is ke Bet Hillel. Mipnei ma zachu Bet Hillel likboa halacha kemotam. The Gemara says that Bet Shammai was really mechadedet fe. Bet Shammai were sharper than Bet Hillel. They were maybe more smarter. Obviously, they were both tremendous Tamdei Chachamim, but the sharper ones were Bet Shammai. And yet, throughout Shas, we find the halacha being decided in favor of Bet Hillel. Why is that, says the Gemara? Mipnei shenochin ve'aluvin hayu, ve'shonin divrehem ve'divre Bet Shammai, ולא עוד אלא שמקדימים דברי בית שמאי לדבריהם. Which means what? Because they were nochim, pleasant, ועלובים, and easily, you know, not insulted, but very easy going with their own honor. And they would always teach, when they would speak about the sugiya, they would say their own opinions and the opinion of Bet Shammai. And not only that, says the Gemara, when they would start speaking about the sugiya, whose opinion would they quote first? Bet Shammai, their adversaries, to give kavod to them, even though they disagreed, and halacha is halacha. But at the end of the day, because of that, what do you see? The si'ata dishmaya, the heavenly assistance that Bet Hillel received, that the halacha was ruled in accordance with their opinion all the time almost, is because of their midat ha'anava. Interestingly, the Ari HaKadosh, in the Kitvei Ari, writes that.
Right, so why does it change?
What do you mean? What do you mean, why does it change? I didn't hear that. Anyway, the Ari HaKadosh writes that in Olam Abba, the halacha is actually going to be ruled in accordance with Bet Shammai. You know that. Halacha is going to change in Olam Abba. Olam Hazeh, it was decided that we rule like Bet Hillel. In Olam Abba, because the Gemara does say that they were sharper, halacha will go back to following Bet Shammai. But this is another lesson that in order to be zochet to si'ata dishmaya, in order for a person to have success in his learning, success in Avodat Hashem, a person has to adopt this level of midata anava.
Today we hold Bet Shammai, a couple sources.
A few things.
Yes.
Now, listen to this. The third thing the Or HaChaim HaKadosh learns from the psukim is, what does it say? Vayis'um refidim vayachanu bamidbar vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Everybody knows vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Although earlier it refers to Am Yisrael as vayachanu vayavo'u. They traveled, they encamped in plural. Over here, the Torah says, "Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." And he encamped neged the mountain. Now, again, in Lashon HaKodesh, it is appropriate to refer to a nation in the singular tense, but we see the discrepancy in these two psukim, sometimes in plural and sometimes in singular. And how does that work? Everybody knows the famous words of Rashi on these words of the Torah, "Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." Ke'ish echad velev echad, like one man with one heart. Meaning, the Torah specifically used this word, don't make a mistake. says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says beautiful words. Ve'inyan ha-shlishi, ye'ud chachamim bitchabrut belev shalem v'tamim. Lo shiye bad bevad she'alehem, amar ha-katuv, cherev el abadim. Uchneged ze amar v'yichan sham Yisrael. We know the Or HaChaim HaKadosh quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which the Gemara in Masechet Makot Daf Yud extrapolates. A person, the Gemara says that a person who learns Torah alone, not with a chavruta, not with a shi'ur, first of all, he's a sinner. And second of all, it makes him foolish. It makes him stupid to learn Torah by yourself. And the reason for that is, Rashi HaKadosh explains, that when a person learns Torah by himself, he might be making mistakes and there's nobody there to, you know, to provide a contra, to fix the mistakes, to, you know, kind of lead him on the straight path. The Poskim do explain that this applies to a person who is not yet self-sufficient in his learning, a person in the beginning or middle of his journey. If a person's already a proficient Talmid Chacham, then it's permissible for him to learn alone. But we're talking about regular people at the beginning of their Torah learning journey. Some people think, I'm going to learn alone. What do you mean you're going to learn alone? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Cherev el abadim v'no'alu. Right? If a person learns alone, Nikra chote, the Gemara says, Sheneimar ashel no'alnu v'asher chatanu. And also makes a person foolish. A person thinks that he's gaining Torah knowledge. No, he's not. He's gaining foolishness because he doesn't have, he's not getting to the crux. He's not getting to the kishkes of the Torah Kedusha.
Is that with halacha, Rabbi, only? Or is that with everything?
Everything. Everything. People can make mistakes.
Rashi.
Relatively simple things with a commentary is easy. But things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toh. Now, the. Continues the
A sick person who cannot leave his house.
Sick person who can't leave his house is anus onis rachamana patre. Maybe you can get a chavruta on the phone. Maybe you can join a shir by the phone or by the Zoom or whatever it is.
Is learning Gemara with Rashi considered learning alone?
If a person's not proficient enough in learning Gemara by himself, learning Gemara with Rashi all by himself, a person can be led to mistake. Should learn with some sort of commentary or whatever it is. It's very dangerous, says the Gemara. But the point is, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is trying to say the Torah was not given to individuals. The Torah was given to a nation. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Yeah?
We learn it in
neged ze vayichan Yisrael lashon yachid. One second, Yonatan. Shena'asu kulan yachad ki'ish echad. Vehin ata hem re'uim lekabalat ha-Torah. Now, the Chazal teach us at the end of Masechet Derech Eretz Zotah, where did they leave Refidim? There were big fights, big machlokot since Am Yisrael from the day they left Mitzrayim until they arrived at Midbar Sinai. There was infighting. There was strife. There was machloket. The Baraita in Derech Eretz Zotah says, Ho'il v'san'u Yisrael et ha-machloket, ve'ahavu et ha-shalom, v'na'asu chaniya achat, said, this was the first time since they left Mitzrayim that there was no infighting, there was no strife. Now is the time. Now is the time to strike. Now is the time to give them the Torah. Which means that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is saying a third integral component of receiving the Torah is that there has to be unity. Without unity, the Torah cannot be given. The Torah cannot be accepted. Like we spoke about last week, the Torah, if you remember, the Midrash says, in general, if you have an object that's too heavy for one person to pick up, it gets easier for two. If it's too heavy for two, it gets easier, it gets lighter for four, etc., etc. There's only one thing in the world that is not like that. There's one thing in the world that was easy for one person to lift, but very difficult for 600,000 people to lift. And what was that? That was the Torah Kedoshah. For Moshe Rabbeinu, very easy to lift. But we're not talking about the physical lifting of the Luchot. We're talking about the spiritual and the spiritual aspect of Kabbalat HaTorah. But it's very difficult.
The Otiyot was heavier.
So now, Bekitzur, the point is, Rabotai, that for Am Yisrael, for all 600,000 people, it was very difficult. Nevertheless, the Torah commands us to lift this weight, it's hard. It's not an easy task. But what's comforting about it is that we're not, you know, this is not, you know, we're all in it for each other. We were given the Torah not as 600,000 individuals. It wasn't just 600,000 random individuals surrounding Har Sinai. It was actually many more because there were women and children. Everybody was there. But it wasn't just, you know, millions of different of random people who happened to have been surrounding the same mountain. It was mamash vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar ke'ish echad b'lev echad. It was a nation, one unit, comprised of millions of different neshamot, coming together for one common cause, which is the Torah Kedoshah. This time, Rabotai, during the virus, during the global pandemic, and the quarantine, the lockdown, when the world's gone, you know, on pause, is a time to reflect, and we've spoken about it many, many times in the past few months. It's a time to look back and to say, one second, I haven't seen my friends in so long. Somebody asked a question in Halakha yesterday, whether when we re-enter Be'ezat Hashem very quickly, when we re-enter Bate Knesset uVate Midrash, and a person is filled with simcha to see the Bet HaKnesset again, to see the Sefer Torah again, does that qualify for a Birkat She'echiyanu? And the halacha is that it does not. However, what I did say is that there's a Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that there are other things that qualify for Birkat She'echiyanu, which is what? When you see your friend that you haven't seen for 30 days, a good friend, and you are very happy to see him, it causes you real simcha, and you see him, that does necessitate a Birkat She'echiyanu according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch. The Ben Yishchai says the minhag is not to, but according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch and Maran Zichron HaBracha, you would be able to make She'echiyanu, and in your Kavanah, you can think about the Shul, and you can think about the Sefer Torah. Think about that for a second, Rabotai. On the Shul, you can't make a She'echiyanu.
Wouldn't you think more so for the Torah to say She'echiyanu?
Absolutely. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Analyze this for a second. On seeing the Shul and coming back to the Shul for the first time in 3 months, no She'echiyanu. On the first time in seeing a Sefer Torah, and who knows how long for some people, no She'echiyanu. But on seeing a fellow Jew that you have such simcha to see, that does necessitate a She'echiyanu. Rabotai, what does that show you? Listen to this. This is obviously a spin-off of the halakha, but this is a pshat that came to mind. You know what the kiyum, the fulfillment of the Beit HaKnesset and the fulfillment of the Torah Kedosha and all of that is? The interpersonal relationships, the ben adam l'chaviro that we have with one another, that is the Torah. When you see your friend and you make a She'echiyanu on him, that incorporates the Beit HaKnesset and that incorporates the Torah, because that is the Torah. Because in order to get the Torah, we have to be one unit. Rabotai, you better believe that when we were separated throughout this whole Tkufa, Am Yisrael, we're in a very precarious situation. We're a bunch of sitting ducks, you know why? We don't have the protection of the Tzibur. Not tefillah b'tzibur, and not learning Torah b'tzibur. Obviously, Baruch Hashem, the tefillot continued remotely and biyachid. Torah, Baruch Hashem, continued tremendously. Toda la'el, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tools to be able to continue to learn together and disseminate Torah together. But there's a primary aspect that's missing, which is the koach ha'tzibur. And the koach ha'tzibur is part and parcel of Kabbalat HaTorah. If there's no tzibur, if there's no achdut, there is no Torah. It doesn't work any other way. Every individual only gets the Torah by virtue of being part of the bigger picture that is Am Yisrael. This is a huge, huge thing. And you hear that then? You go back to Beit HaKnesset, you say She'echiyanu on your friend. He gets the She'echiyanu. The Torah doesn't get the She'echiyanu. The Beit HaKnesset doesn't get the She'echiyanu. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. It's a hitchadshut. They are, they go. It's really Am Yisrael and the Torah are really fused together. The achdut, without it, a person can never really receive the Torah the appropriate way. So, with these lessons from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in mind, Rabotai, we are, you know, this is the last shebang right before Kabbalat Torah. Tonight, people speak about, you know, Israel's birthday. Israel's birthday is tonight, Rabotai. Am Yisrael's birthday, everything that's holy in Am Yisrael themselves, Eretz Yisrael, everything that's holy about Am Yisrael receives its holiness of by what? Through what? Through the Torah Kedusha. Without the Torah, everything, without the Torah, Am Yisrael are a bunch of goyim. Without the Torah, Eretz Yisrael is just another piece of land in the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? It's what gives everything its credence is the Torah Kedusha. The Gemara in Masechet Sota says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire so much to enter Eretz Yisrael? He was praying, negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me in! V'chi le'echol mepiryahu tzarich, v'chi lisbo'a mituvahu tzarich. Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? That's why he's fighting so much. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu pray 515 tefillot and he had to be silenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Stop praying! Yeah, Rav Lach, stop! Why? He wanted to enter so he could do the mitzvot. The Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going in. Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, okay, I won't go in as Moshe Rabbeinu. I won't go in as a leader. Let me go in as a simple Jew. No. I won't go in as a simple Jew. I'll go in as an animal. He said, no. He says, I won't go in as an animal. I'll go in as a bird. He said, no. Moshe Rabbeinu's fighting. Let me in. For what? To experience the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which comes through the Limud HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, the Kiyum HaMitzvot HaTuliyot Ba'aretz, the fulfillment of the mitzvot that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvot that have to do with Beit HaMikdash, and Terumot HaMa'asrot, and all of the other mitzvot that are contingent upon the land of Israel, that is what Moshe Rabbeinu so desired. This is what Kabbalat HaTorah is. Rabotai, I've said it a million times and I'll say it again. This is the holiday where we celebrate. We know that there's a machloket in the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, how a person's supposed to spend his day on the holidays. You know that. Machloket Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, right? Machloket, whether spending the entire day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the entire day for yourself. Kulo la'Hashem or kulo lachem. Rabbi Yoshua says, chetzio lachem, chetzio la'Hashem and chetzio lachem. Half and half. But the Gemara says, v'chulehu modu ba'atzeret. Everybody agrees by Shavuot, deba'inan gam lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that on Shavuot, there needs to be an element of bodily, a physical celebration as well. Everybody agrees. What? I would think just the opposite. Shavuot, which celebrates Matan Torah, I would think maybe the other way around, that everybody should agree that what? Maybe the entire day should be spent in study. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that everybody agrees on Shavuot, that you need to have lachem. You need to have an element of your own personal time and enjoyment. Why is that? Because a person should be so happy in celebration of the fact that we merited a Torah Kedoshah, Asher bacharbanu mikol ha'amim v'natan lanu et Torato. You know, Rav Yosef, in the same Gemara, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, one of the Amoraim, one of the great Amoraim, Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Abaye v'Rava, one of the Chachmei Talmud, and he writes, he was so happy about Shavuot, he celebrated, he went to the Shuk to buy a fat animal to celebrate, right, calf, Eglat Tilta, right, a fattened calf, the third to its mother. Why he says, Ilav hayoma kama Yosef ika b'shuka. If not for the day of Shavuot, how many Joes would be in the Shuk, in the marketplace? Which means, what's the only thing, says Rav Yosef, what turned me from being Joe to being Rav Yosef? What made that change? Only the Torah Kedusha. That's the Torah Kedusha. And that's the celebration. Rabotai, Lech echol besimcha lachmecha, ushate belev tov yenecha, ki chevar rasa ha'elohim et ma'asecha. This is a day to celebrate through learning of Torah. And like we said in the Shiurim of Halacha before Shavuot, even for those who are staying up all night, Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give everybody koach to be able to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give everybody renewed koach. Right? Hanoten le'ya'ef koach, ul'en onim otzma yarbe. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give everybody koach to stay up tonight. don't feel bad. If you're not able to, if you feel you're going to conk out, it's okay. Kadosh echad marbe ve'echad mamait. Ubilvad she'echaven libo l'shamayim. As long as a person is mechaven l'shem shamayim, don't sacrifice tefillah v'tzibur if you can, or zmane tefillah because you want to stay up all night. Okay? Obviously, Kriyat Shema has to be said at the proper time. Tefillah should be prayed at the proper time. Tomorrow's an unbelievably precious tefillah. There's Shacharit and Hallel Bivracha and Kriyat Torah, Aseret HaDibirot, Tefillat HaMusafim. The Ben Ishchai says the tefillot of Shavuot have to be said Bihitlahavut Gedola. Has to be said with tremendous excitement, joy. And, you know, after that, also enjoy yourselves physically. Be'achila u'shtiya, basar v'yayin, yishtev yom tov. In that way, Rabotai, this is the time to celebrate, and I'll end off with the Kaf Chaim. He writes in Hilchot Shavuot, Kaf Chaim writes that every person should try to, you know, every Jew, every neshama of a Jew was culled from beneath the Kiseh HaKavod, and we all stood, even, you know, every single neshama ever in Am Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai when we got the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Torah millions upon millions of different ways, and every Jew has his own stake in the Torah. In order to claim that portion of the Torah, that has to do, says the Kaf HaChaim, with making a chidush, with coming up with a chidush Torah on Chag HaShavuot. Every person, at least men, every man should try to make up his own, not make up like, just like fake news, real chidush. Learn something and come up with a chidush b'yom Chag HaShavuot. And in that way, a person merits his portion, his personal portion in the Torah Kedosha. It's a very, very big thing. This is a huge, huge day. Those people who stay up all night and then sleep the rest of the day until Mincha, very, very big mistake. Grave error. Person should try to, if he can't stay up the whole night, only a portion. And if you do stay up the whole night, rest a few hours, pray Shacharit, Musaf, rest a few hours, get up, have the Seuda, and spend the rest of the day in Torah. Spend the rest of the day learning. Whatever it is, there's so much to learn on Chag HaShavuot. Whether it's Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim, whether it's Mishnayot, or Gemara, or Midrashim, or Zohar, Halacha, Musar, it's customary to learn Rut, Megillat Rut with Mefarshim on Yom Chag HaShavuot. It's customary to read Tehillim on Yom Chag HaShavuot, the Yahrzeit of David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayam on Chag HaShavuot. The second day of Shavuot is the Yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. So Rabotai, there's so much to do and so little time to do it. This is the Rosh Hashanah of Talmud Torah for the year. This is the day. Our claim, the way our Avodat Hashem is going to look, the way we are going to learn the rest of the year, is molded by this day. We have to take our destiny into our own hands. This is the day to do it, Rabotai. And before we go, I'll take a few questions, and then we'll call it a holiday.
Kvod Harav.
Yes.
For Yom Shishi, people that are staying all night and they sleep and they wake up for the Seuda, and then you have the Seudat Shabbat. I mean, are you obligated for this Seuda?
Talking about Friday morning?
Yes.
Friday morning, you're obligated to have a Seuda. It's Seudat Yom Tov, Seudat Mitzvah.
There's I'm talking about after. I mean, the second Seuda. I mean,
On Yom Tov, you have to have two Seudot. One at night, which is Thursday night, and one during the day. So whatever it is, the point is you have to have it early enough so that it doesn't interfere with the Seudat Lin Shabbat on Friday night. Okay, Basar, one more question.
Basar is completely okay, right?
Cool. I mean,
meat before Shabbat, having
meat
a barbecue.
Shabbat is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have meat on Yom Tov. Yeah, Yosef?
If you say Bekat HaShachar after Chatzot, like you taught us in the video,
mm-hmm.
and then you fall asleep, and then you wake up again, do you not say it again.
Only Birkot HaTorah. Tov, we'll leave off, okay. Rabotai, like we usually do on Erev Shabbat. We'll give a bracha to Am Yisrael, to us and to Am Yisrael. Mishabarach Avotenu Kedoshim. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Yosef David Shlomo. הוא יברך את כל הקהל הקדוש הזה, גדולים וקטנים, הם ושהם ובניהם את תלמודיהם וכל השלהם. מלכה דעלמה יברך את חון וזכי את חון, וישלח לכם פנסה בקלות, רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש ואת הגוף. רפואה שלמה.
אמן.
בכל אשר תפנו, תשכילו ותצליחו. לנו ולכל עם ישראל, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן.
אמן.
תזכור שם רבות, ברכות וטובות, חג שמח, שבת שלום.
Thank you, רבי.
Enjoy, רבותיי.
חג שמח.
Thank you, רב. Thank you.